Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Amber Westall-Briggs, and I'm director of the Amy Regional Library System.
It is good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while, so Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
So how are things going with the library? There's so many exciting things going on.
There are, yeah. This year we have a lot going on, but we started the new year off with a new program through a grant that we received through the State Library, and it is called Star Lab.
Star Lab?
Yes.
So what is it?
It is a portable planetarium.
Really?
Yes. Even though I'm using the word portable, it is huge. It's 21 feet circumference, and it's about 12 feet tall when we do have it out. It uses a huge fan system to completely blow up. It looks like a giant black dome in the middle of the library when we have it up and running.
Well, how cool. Yeah, for a planetarium, you would think it had to be. Does it work well even though it's portable? I mean.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. I've heard from so many of our patrons who have visited it over at Spruce Pine Library that to them it was just as good as the larger planetariums that you visit in museums. I think one in particular a lot of schools go to is the Moorhead Planetarium.
Yeah, I've been to that one, but it was a few hundred years ago. I think there's one over in Tennessee, if I'm at Bays Mountain or something
correct.
Like that.
Yeah.
But those are really neat. I've got to see this. How much longer? Is it going to be around much longer?
It is. Well, actually, we had it in Mitchell County and in Spruce Pine Library for 2 weeks, and now it will be in Avery County for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then after Avery County, it will move over to Yancey as well. The only thing is that the dome did fit at Spruce Pine Library, and we did take it to Googe Elementary as well. But the rest of our libraries, the ceilings are not high enough for it to be at the library. So in Avery County, it will either be at the Rock Gym or she will be transporting it to area schools. And then in Yancey County, it will be at the Burnsville Gym, the old Burnsville Gym just below the library. And they are doing group tours. So anyone who hears this, if you're excited about viewing the planetarium or you really love space, please give them a call and set up a group tour.
Well, neat. And that'll be available for the next, like, few weeks through?
It will be available through the end of January.
End of January.
Yes, I have to take it back to where it came from, January 28th. So.
Wow, well, that is really neat. Who says we don't need libraries? There's so many cool things that can happen.
It is true. And this will actually be seeing more resources like this through the State Library where we can borrow them for a set period of time. I think the next program we have will be interactive National Geographic maps. So
that'd be interesting, too.
Yeah, so please, please pay attention to our website. It is changing over the next couple of weeks, and we do have some information on the website homepage that says that we're working on it. When it is up and running, we will have calendars, so you'll be able to see everything we have upcoming, and we'll have more information about the maps later on in the year.
That's cool. And the website is?
AmyRegionalLibrary.org. Mm-hmm. And yes, just please look past our mess. We are cleaning it up, and it will be a brand new website very shortly. So, but the Star Lab is incredible. We take kids through moon phases, constellations, and we also do a video that NASA and the Smithsonian created together, which is called Back to the Moon for Good. So the kids really love that because it's the first moonwalk, and then also talking about how businesses now have the space race. And so they're doing competitions where businesses and scientists compete to put more rovers on the moon. I had no idea that they still use the samples they collected from the moon in the 60s and 70s. Scientists still test that material.
Really?
So, yes, they need new material.
Yeah, I could see that they might. Well, that's really cool. It is set up in such a way that it's operated actually by our local librarians.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, we go through a training process, and all of the equipment inside, the librarians actually build a little setup inside the dome, and they have a fisheye lens on the projector, so it will project all around the dome. And the kids just love it. One of the videos we used actually has nothing to do with space, and it's on the barrier reef. And so the kids felt like they were underwater. So they really loved that because they could see the fish and the scuba divers. And that one was really popular with our younger groups. I think one of my favorite groups we had at Spruce Pine Library was the local Head Start kids. They were just wonderful. You would not imagine. I at first thought, you know, this is better suited to third and fourth graders, but we found out that the little kids, 3- and 4-year-olds, just loved it, paid attention, had lots of questions. So, yeah, it's been great for all ages. We've had adults as well who have enjoyed it.
Well, good. Well, that's really neat. And again, you can find out more about it. Just contact your local library.
Yes, please do. Please call Avery Library if you'd like to set up a tour. And then later on, towards the end of January, you can set up a tour with Yancey Library.
So. That's really cool. So anything else good going on?
One of our new programs, our children's programs are really just bumping along right now. Mm-hmm. We have a new one starting at Yancey Library, sort of a pilot project, which is lap time story time.
Okay.
So,
tell
yes.
me about that.
Yeah, these are for crawlers to 2 year olds. And our children's librarian, Karen, is designing that now. And that will start about midway February. Mm-hmm. You can find information about that on Instagram and then Amy Regional Library Children's program on Facebook. And she will be using dance and movement and maybe even some yoga as well, since she's recently yoga certified mm-hmm. with that age group. And you'd be surprised, Bruce, these kids can really do it. They really,
really?
Yes, they pay attention and they're already doing downward dog over at the library yoga programs. So, and then she'll also be using books as well, children's books. We always incorporate story time too. So
sure.
We're still the reading people.
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, that reminds us that all the locations are up and running, something going on all the time.
All the time. Yes. Please check with your local libraries. Mitchell County Library, they actually put out a newsletter. So if you happen to be over there, you can pick up a newsletter and it'll tell you everything going on over at Mitchell Library.
Yeah. And, of course, and then you've got Avery County and Spruce Pine and Burnsville, so
yes.
Lots going on wherever you are, so check them out.
It's true. Yeah, please come and see us.
Well, thanks for stopping by and telling us about all of it. It sounds
sure.
exciting. So many good things going on.
Always good to see you, Bruce.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Come back again soon, okay?
I will.
Our guest today, Amber Westall-Briggs of the Amy Regional Library System. Amber, thanks for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.